Hello dear, today we are going to discuss a wonderful and simple story called A Letter to God. This story is not just about a letter. It's about belief, nature and human kindness. Before we start, let me ask you, what is the one thing you rely on completely? Your parents? Your friends? This story gently asks us what we choose to put our faith in. The main character is Lencho. He is a farmer. He lives in a house that is the only one in the entire valley. His house sits on the crest of a low hill. From his home, he can clearly see his fields. His corn is ripe and promised a good harvest. What did the earth need most? Just a downpour or at least a shower. Lencho was an expert on his fields. All morning, he did nothing but look at the sky towards the northeast. He knew rain was coming. He told his wife, "Now we are really going to get some water, woman. Now, let me focus on nature's betrayal, from joy to ruin." The rain started exactly when they were having their dinner. The air was fresh and sweet. Lencho felt so happy that he went out just to feel the pleasure of feeling the rain on his body. He was thrilled. He looked at the big drops and said, "These aren't raindrops falling from the sky, they are new coins." The big drops were 10-cent pieces and the little ones are fives. The rain was like wealth. He saw his ripe cornfield draped in a curtain of rain. But suddenly, things changed. A strong wind began to blow. Then very large hailstones began to fall. The hailstones were like new silver coins. His sons ran out to collect these frozen pearls. Lencho quickly saw the danger. He exclaimed, "It's really getting bad now," and hoped it would pass quickly. But it didn't. For a whole hour, the hail rained down. The entire valley, the house, the garden, and the cornfield became white, as if covered with salt. The damage was total. Not a leaf remained on the trees. The corn was totally destroyed. Lencho was filled with deep sadness. He told his sons that even a plague of locusts would have left more than this. The hail left nothing. That night was sad. Lencho feared the worst. "We'll all go hungry this year." But this family had one thing left. A single hope. Help from God. Lencho comforted everyone. He reminded them of the saying, "No one dies of hunger." Lencho's faith was absolute. He believed God's eyes see everything, even what is deep in one's conscience. Now comes the letter to God. Lencho was a hard worker. He was an ox of a man, working like an animal in the fields. But he also knew how to write. He spent the whole night thinking about his one hope. The very next Sunday, at daybreak, he began to write a letter. It was nothing less than a letter to God. He wrote, "God, if you don't help me, my family and I will go hungry this year. I need 100 pesos in order to sow my field again and to live until the crop comes." A peso is money used in some Latin American countries. He put the letter in the envelope, wrote, "To God," and went to town to mail it. Let's talk about the postmaster's act of charity. At the post office, a postman saw the letter and showed it to his boss, laughing heartily. Why did they laugh? Because no one knew God's address. The postmaster was a fat, amiable fellow, meaning friendly and pleasant. He laughed too, but then he quickly turned serious. He was amazed by Lencho's faith. He exclaimed, "What faith? I wish I had the faith of the man who wrote this letter." The postmaster decided he must answer the letter in order not to shake the writer's faith in God. To answer the letter, he needed money, not just goodwill, ink and paper. The postmaster stuck to his decision. He gathered money from his employees, gave a part of his salary, and asked his friends to contribute for an act of charity. He tried hard, but found it impossible for him to gather together the 100 pesos. He managed to collect only a little more than half, 70 pesos. He put the 70 pesos in the envelope and signed the accompanying letter with the single word, "God." Lastly, let me discuss the ironic ending of the story. The following Sunday, Lencho came early to check for his letter. The postmaster watched, feeling the contentment of a man who has performed a good deed. When Lencho saw the money, he showed not the slightest surprise. That's how confident he was that God would respond. But then he counted the money. He became angry when he counted the money. In his mind, God could not have made a mistake. Immediately, he went to the public writing table. He wrote a second letter, with much wrinkling of his brow. As soon as the second letter fell into the mailbox, the postmaster rushed to open it. What did Lencho write? He wrote, "God, of the money that I asked for, only 70 pesos reached me. But don't send it to me through the mail, because the post office employees are a bunch of crooks. Lencho." This is the irony of the story. The very people who helped Lencho were called thieves by him. They protected his faith, and he accused them of stealing. Finally, let us assess what lessons we learn from the story. This simple story teaches us 1. The strength of unwavering faith. Lencho's faith was so complete that he never doubted God would help him. This faith is powerful because it gave him hope even after a total disaster. 2. The importance of human kindness. The postmaster and his staff showed immense compassion. They acted selflessly to protect Lencho's faith. This reminds us that we should try to perform a good deed. 3. The danger of misunderstanding. Lencho's intense focus on God blinded him to the human effort. He wrongly accused his helpers. This shows us that quick judgment can be unfair even when we are suffering. All right, now let me check if you understood the main points of this chapter. Question 1. Why did Lencho call the raindrops new coins? Answer is, he called them new coins because the rain meant a successful harvest which would bring money and prosperity. The big drops were 10 cent pieces and the little ones are fives. The rain was like wealth. Question 2. How much money did the postmaster manage to collect for Lencho? Answer is, he was unable to gather the full 100 pesos. He only managed to collect 70 pesos. Question 3. What is the great irony in the story's ending? Answer is, the irony is that the post office employees who generously gathered money for an act of charity to help Lencho were called a bunch of crooks by the very man they helped. They protected his faith and he accused them of stealing. To conclude, I can say that this chapter is a wonderful reminder that sometimes human efforts are the answer to prayers, even if they go unrecognized. Thank you for listening.